The rush is on with holiday travel numbers expected to reach pre-pandemic levels. There's a lot more to be concerned about than simply those long lines and lost luggage. The Omicron variant seems to be flying across the country. Correspondent Kelly Meyer joins us live. So, Kelly, this all happening just as an estimated 2 million people per day also taking to the skies.
Yeah, Nicole, that's right. And travelers I spoke to today say nothing is stopping them despite those uptick in cases there. They say they're taking all the precautions. They're vaccinated. They've gotten their booster shots and they're wearing masks. They say they're ready to head home for the holidays. For travelers at Washington's Reagan National, COVID isn't stopping Christmas. Are you worried about traveling? You feel safe?
I feel safe. I do have the N95 mask to put on, and I have a face shield, and I'm triple boosted.
COVID is not stopping home for the holidays.
No, of course not.
No.
It's stopped us many times already. Yeah. And I think her parents are getting older, so, I mean, you have to weigh out your options.
Travelers sharing that motto from D.C. to Los Angeles to Austin, Texas. Airports packed with passengers despite concern over the latest Omicron variant. Yesterday, on the Sunday before Christmas, more than 2 million people screened at TSA checkpoints nationwide, nearing pre-pandemic levels. For TSA, it's business as usual. They say they're taking precautions to keep staff and passengers safe. TSA officers changing gloves after each pat-down, along with disinfecting bins. And everyone must wear masks. That requirement echoed today by Dr. Anthony Fauci.
When you do travel, make sure that when you are in congregate settings, like a crowded airport, that you keep your mask on at all times.
Fauci suggesting family gatherings are okay as long as everyone is vaccinated, boosted, and tested ahead of time.
I will be declaring a state of emergency today.
Today, Washington, D.C.'s mayor reinstating an indoor mask mandate as cases skyrocket in Washington and around the country. And President Biden is scheduled to speak tomorrow about the uptick in cases and the Omicron variant. Nicole, this comes less than a year after he said that we'd be back to normal by Christmas. The White House press secretary today saying that the president won't be locking the country down. Nicole.
All right, Kelly, thank you for that.